join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with Peace in a Pandemic.
Well, let's look at John 16 and verse 33. John 16 and verse 33. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus told us that we can have peace in him even though there's tribulation or trouble in the world. If there's ever time we need to make sure that we are abiding in him, it's now. In him we live, we move, we have our being. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There, I was years ago, we were having our early morning break forth prayer. The Lord started dealing with me about that early on. I believe it was a Tuesday morning over at 1230 St. Andrews Road. The Lord said, he said, read that scripture. And he said, there shall no plague come near thy dwelling. There is talking about in that secret place. They're abiding in him, not necessarily your residence, not necessarily your address, but even in your address, you got to be abiding in him. And so Jesus said, these things have I spoken to you, that in me, if you stay in me, if you stay connected to me. Another scripture, John 15, says, I'm the vine, abide in me and let my word abide in you. It's important where you live in these days. It's important where you're dwelling. He said, but in me, you can have peace. Now, in the world, there's going to be trouble. But even if you're in the trouble, oh, my God, you got to be in the bubble. Jesus is our bubble. Come on now. So he said, oh, this is so good. This is so good. I'm the boy. I might have to preach that next week, the bubble. Yes, sir. We've been hearing about the bubble. That's where the NBA has been playing. Okay. They're all there in one place. And they're not supposed to go anywhere else. And they tell me they're loosening that up a little bit. And then with the WNBA, the women are playing where they're staying. They're calling that the wobble. Okay? Y'all know I'm a tennis fan. And I've been watching the U.S. Open. And they're playing without fans. And they were saying there's a place where you walk into the U.S. Open where you first go in there in Flushing, New York. It's called the Walk of Fame. And when you walk in there, you see statues and tributes to all these great tennis players. Well, Venus Williams has been playing at the U.S. Open now for, 20 years or so. And for the first time, she got a chance to see that. Because they are now in the bubble and fans aren't there. So now they're able to walk all around. And she said, oh, this is so nice. And seeing the tribute to herself. And so they're talking about being in this bubble where you can be safe from the pandemic. You can be safe from being infected by the virus that may be going. Well, Jesus said, in the world there's going to be trouble, but even in the midst of the trouble, you can abide in me. And he said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, because I've given you my word that in me you can have peace. So we've entitled this Peace in Pandemic. Peace in Pandemic. And this peace, we said, means freedom from disturbance. It means tranquility. It means mental calm and serenity. It means have a tranquil state of a soul that is assured of its salvation through Christ. And as a result of that, you fear nothing from God, and you're content with whatever your earthly lot is, whatsoever sort it is, that I'm all right. It reminds me of the song, the old hymn of the church that said, well, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, whatever I'm going through, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. What's my soul? My mind, my will, my emotions. He says, so no matter what's going on in the outside, it's all right on the inside. Oh, come on now. Jesus said we can have peace even in the midst of pandemic. That peace also refers to prosperity, or the Jewish word shalom. And peace is conditioned, we said, based upon what you do. Jesus said that I've given you my word. So we said that we get peace through his word. I've given you my word. Don't let the word slip. I believe it's Hebrews around the first chapter says, therefore we have to give all the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. This is not time for the word to be slipping. It's not time for you to be slipping, nor dipping, nor tripping. Come on now. This is the time to get anchored in the word and what Jesus said. He said, give more earnest heed. Remember what you heard. Remember the things you've been taught. Remember what you read. Remember what Jesus said, because we have peace through his word. So we can't allow Satan to steal the word. And we see in Mark 4, I've taught you over the year, that the devil does not come for your car. We left the drive-up service yesterday, and there's an apartment complex or a townhouse complex up the street here, and I saw a tow truck had lights. It was backing up. I said, oh Lord, tow pass monster, the snatch man, getting ready to get somebody's car. Okay. And the devil don't want your car. He's not going to send a repo. He ain't send the repo. You call for him. You call for him when you miss three payments. Okay? But no, the devil doesn't want your car. He doesn't necessarily want your marriage. He doesn't necessarily want your children. The devil wants the word that you are relying on and trusting. He wants you to believe that God's word is not true. He wants you to believe his lies rather than the truth of God's word. So that Satan comes to steal the word. And the Bible says tribulation and persecution, all things come so the devil can try to steal the word. And if the devil steals the word, he steals our peace. Because our peace is anchored in what Jesus said. So we said, secondly, that peace requires focus. We have to, as Proverbs 4 and 20 said, attend to those words. Focus on what Jesus said. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. God promised us in Isaiah that he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed upon him. So peace is contingent upon what we do. And then we said that you got to believe the word. You know, there are people that know the word. There's people even study the word, but they don't believe the word. Now, I didn't know that until I went to college. I went to a liberal religious school. It was a liberal. Now you need to understand. Some of y'all need to understand it. Just because a school is religiously affiliated or has some roots in some type of religion doesn't mean that they believe the word. My first professor for a New Testament theology class, which was an elective, believe it or not, was a Lutheran professor and a pastor who did not believe in the complete deity of Jesus Christ the way we do. He said that Jesus never intended to start a new world religion and all that. He never claimed to be God's son. This whole thing about virgin birth. And he said his disciples just got carried away. And so that was the first time I had come across liberal theology. Liberal theologians, they'll know the word more than you. But they don't believe in the power of the word. They know about the resurrection, but they don't necessarily believe the resurrection. I was studying this week in 1 John 4. Jesus said, the word of God says, this is how we know the spirit of Antichrist versus the spirit of God. Anyone that confess not that Jesus came in the flesh is the spirit of Antichrist. And when he says come in the flesh, he's talking about that God took on human flesh in the form of Jesus and came to earth, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died, was raised again on the third day, and now is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And all who believe him and accept him will have eternal salvation. I just gave you the whole gospel right there. He said, anybody don't believe that? That's the spirit of Antichrist. So you need to understand, they're religious people who know the word, but they don't believe the word. As a matter of fact, you know, some people say, well, I believe in a supreme being. And they say that makes me spiritual. No, it just makes that you believe in something bigger than yourself. That's the beginning. Because you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the devils also believe and tremble. Satan knows that God exists, but he doesn't serve him. Are y'all with me here? So we have to believe his word. These things have I spoken, Jesus said. So John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. He said, so I give you my peace through my word. Now you got to make a decision. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let you, in the midst of all this negative pandemic news, in the midst of all the social upheaval, in the midst of all the political debate, you have to make up your mind, I refuse to let my heart be troubled. I'm going to be at peace. Glory to God. I'm going to have peace on the inside because of what's happening in the White House. I'm going to have peace in my on the inside because of the confusion that's going on with the CDC and the FDA and all the other abbreviations and acronyms that we can come up with. I'm going to have peace. So what you believe determines your peace. We saw that the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus said, go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. Jesus said to Mary Magdalene as she's crying and washing his feet. With her tears and her hair and the alabaster box, he said to her, woman, your faith has saved thee. Now go in peace. Faith precedes peace. Faith precedes peace. If you stay in faith, you can have peace. So he also said that faith produces peace. So let's move on this week with that. Let's go back to Acts 27, starting in verse 22. Paul at a storm and sea, they named that one too. It was called Euroclydon. It was a storm at sea. They had no navigational equipment. The sails are ripped. The rudders are ruined of the ship. No stars by night. No moon by night. No sun by day. They don't know where they are. It's pitch black, dark, as they're being ripped and torn and rocked and reeled in this storm. And some kind of way, even though he's a prisoner, he gets away with God. Can I tell you, come on, when you really have a relationship with God, you can steal away in the midst of anything. I told Jordan, she don't do it anymore. Well, we don't really have people over like that anymore. But back in the day, I was always known for just having people over the house all the time. And we would just be over there and we'd just be talking. And all of a sudden, Pastor Marcy would be gone. And so one of the guests would say, where'd Marcia go? I said, let me go check where Marcia went. I would go in the bedroom. She would have taken her shower. And she is laid out in the bed. I said, babe, you can't do that. We got guests. But she had her own secret song in her head. Steal away. steal away. I don't care what was going on. She would just go off. I said, baby, you can't do that. She said, no, this is my mama told me you shouldn't be at people's house after 10 o'clock. And they just staying too long. Since they ain't going to leave, I'm just going to leave in my own house. Come on, when you really have a relationship with the Lord, you can steal away in the midst of anything. Come on, you got to know how to turn it off. You got to know how to enter into that secret place in the midst of chaos. Glory to God. Come on, thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's what you can do when you're praying in the Spirit. You don't have to be loud all the time. You don't have to do all that. Come on, right under your breath, in the midst of all kind of chaos, you can bring peace to your own soul. So after long abstinence, the Bible says in Acts 27 and 22, Paul stood forth before them on the ship. He said, now, I exhort you to be a good cheer. I want to encourage y'all to cheer up. I know it looked like this ship is going down. He said, I know it looks like we don't know where we are, what's going to happen. I know y'all thinking we all going to die. But I'm telling you to cheer up, because there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Sometimes you got to hold on to one prophetic word that you've heard. You got to remember what God told you. Come on. You remember when you got that prophetic word and you fell out? Okay? Don't fall out so much you forget the prophetic word. Hold on to the word. God said he's going to bring me out of this. God said my child's going to be saved. God said that he's going to make a way out of no way. God said I'm going to be healed of this condition. Come on. You got to hold on to what God said. And Paul says, there stood by me the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve. In the midst of everything, remember who you are and remember who you serve. And this angel spoke to me, representing what God wanted me to know, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Now, the emphasis of that simply means this: you can't die here, because I got plans for you. See, sometimes you got to remember what God said, and you know that if that hasn't happened yet, then I got to make it through this. No, God showed me something, and this is not it yet. Come on. When all those demonic spirits and death and all those thoughts that I was going through when I was suffering, particularly at night with coronavirus, but I remember I put in my mind, no, I got to walk my daughter down the aisle. I can't die yet. No, there's a building I got to build, and we got to dedicate it, and so I can't die. Come on. You got to see yourself in your own future. Ooh. In order sometimes to make it through what you're going through, you can't look at what you're going through. You got to look at what you're going to. God has given me a word, and it has not manifest yet, so I got to live through this so I can get to that. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody here this morning. Come on. Get a picture of your future. Get a picture of your family. Get a picture of your grandchildren. Get a picture of your new house. Get a picture of you being out of debt. Get a picture of you graduating from college. Get a picture of you getting that degree. Get a picture. Come on now. And you got to focus on what you see rather than what is seen. So Paul said, God told me I'm going to be brought before Caesar. Whew. God told me I'm going to the king's palace. I'm going to the emperor's palace, and I'm going to preach to Caesar. And lo, not only that, God has given thee, Paul, all them that sail with you. He said, y'all better be glad I'm on this ship. Wasn't for me. This ship be toast and all y'all be toast too. But because you on this ship with me, y'all going to be all right too. I've given thee all them that sail with thee. And then here, now watch this. God said that. But now Paul says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. You cheer up. And watch this. He said, I know y'all ain't really believers. He said, I know y'all think I'm a little crazy. He said, but you need to be excited that there's a believer on this ship. Notice he said, for I believe God. Amen. He just said, I need all y'all to believe God. He said, I believe God. Can I tell you, sometimes everybody in the house ain't believing, but is there one believer in the house? Amen.
Sometimes everybody in the family is not a believer, but is there one believer in the family? Oh, come on now. God will honor your faith. God will honor your faith for your family. God will honor your faith for your loved one. God will honor your faith for your child. God said, I just need somebody up in this camp. I need somebody in this family. I need somebody in this lineage. I need somebody in this city who says, I believe God. Somebody shout, I believe God. I don't know what you believe, but I believe God. You may believe Buddha, but I believe God. You may believe Muhammad, but I believe God. You may believe in a rabbit's foot, but I believe God. You may believe in some salt and some sugar in front of the doorpost, but I believe God. This is a time you got to hold on to what you believe. I don't care what other people are saying, what things look, you got to know what you believe. So wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, because I believe God, and it shall be even as it was told me. So in the midst of this, Paul has peace, because he has the word. Paul has peace, because he has a promise from God. Let me move on and give you some ways to solidify your peace, even in this midst of a pandemic. Number one, you got to speak and declare peace. You have to speak peace and declare peace. Mark 4:39, we know the story. Jesus tells the disciples, let's go to the other side, and he's on the ship. Storm arises. Water's starting to be in the ship. Now, I'm telling you, I'll be honest with y'all, because that takes some real faith. Because there ain't no problem with the boat being in the water. But it's a problem when the water's in the boat. That ain't how this thing designed. I'm just telling you right now, I got a boat. Okay? But we don't want water in the boat. So I ain't mad at disciples. I ain't gonna badmouth them, because I'll probably be the same way. Jesus! There's water in the boat. The boat's supposed to be in the water, but the water in the boat. So I ain't mad at them. I probably would have been the same. Jesus would have been rebuking me too. Jesus is sleeping. Bishop Bailey preached many years ago, sleeping up a storm on a pillow. And he arose and he rebuked the wind. And he said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was great calm. Then he rebukes his disciples and said, how is you have no faith? I'll be like, Jesus, the water was in the boat. I get all this faith stuff, but the water's in the boat. Come on, how many of y'all know it takes some real faith to not get overwhelmed by what you see? In the natural, this is not good. I just can't act like water ain't in the boat. Water's in the boat. But Jesus rebuked it. Now, but what we learn from this is that the Bible says that as he is, First John, so are we in this world. As he is, so now we see how Jesus dealt with even situations that look insurmountable, in situations that look like everybody was damned, that in situations that look hopeless, Jesus rebuked it and spoke peace. I dare you the next time that something seemed like it's out of control, so start saying, peace! I rebuke this. I speak peace in this situation. Family's in turmoil. Finances going crazy. Family at each other and arguing it. And somebody needs to have enough faith to rebuke this spirit of division, to rebuke this spirit of strife, to rebuke this plague of sickness, and command peace. As he is, so are we in the world, in this world. No, when he spoke it and he said it, then the elements responded to what he said. And the wind what? Ceased, and there was a great calm. I want to dare you to start speaking peace to situations that need to be calmed. In your marriage, in your home, in your finances, in your body, speak peace. Speak peace. So you got to speak it and declare it. I told y'all, and I meant to work this in last week, so I just came back to, years ago. I used to be, I was highly stressed. I had a very stressful job and didn't like my job. I was making good money, but didn't like my job. My heart goes out for all of you who hate a job but make good money. That is the worst thing. To be on a job that you hate, but the money's good. Because it takes real faith to say, okay, God doesn't want me to have money. He also wants me to have peace. God doesn't want me to have money. He also wants me to enjoy my life. And since I spend more time, okay, nobody says this, but since I spend more time on this job than I do with my wife, since I spend more time on this job than I do with my children, come on, that's just the nature of working jobs. Since I spend more money on this job, then I need to like what I'm doing. So the God kind of job is not a job that just a job that you have good money. It's a job that you have some peace. Oh, I'm stretching your faith now. Because some of you have settled just for money. And true prosperity is inner peace. So you got, I mean, come on now. Every now and then you need to have to buy a demon at the office or in the cubicle. Well, not every day. You got to get there an hour before and go into a prayer vigil. I take authority of every demon up in here today. These folks ain't going to get in my nerves. Swat us, swat oil. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come on, you just have to go through that all the time. You need another job.
2020 has seen us face something we have never faced before. Although the world is full of fear over a pandemic, as believers, God has given us the ability to rise above it. In this powerful and timely series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us God's promises and how we can walk in them even in the midst of worldwide troubles. Order this series by calling 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Inner Pandemic. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @RDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.